Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on Russian sanctions regime. We go to the Black Sea off the Kerch Strait. Two tankers breaking up in rough seas and sinking is the report. Why is this of note in addition to the human tragedy? This is the Shadow Fleet. Michael, what is the Shadow Fleet and what are we learning from this sinking of these two craft?
The countries under sanctions, Iran and Russia, are employing the so-called Dark Fleet or Shadow Fleet, all tankers, which cannot be insured by international insurance companies, to transport their oil and their liquefied natural gas to various countries of the world, especially to India and China. And after the European Union and the G7 and the United States, UK, imposed the price cap on Russian oil in December 1922, which is $60 per barrel, the Russians, of course, want to sell above the $16 per barrel. So they spent about $10 billion to purchase old, decommissioned oil tankers were from various countries, which were kind of rotting in the scrap yards, fix them a little bit. And now they flow around the world, and the average age of those tankers is about 50 years. The average age of normal oil tankers, safe for environmental reasons and for transporting, is 20 years. So they're really old junk machines, vessels, and they're dangerous because they spill oil, they break, and it could have happened before. This particular two oil tankers you are talking about, one of them was built in 1969, which is 55 years old, another in 1973, so it is 51 years old, and they are not allowed by international rules, even they're not seaworthy. And so one of the enforcement mechanisms that the European Union and other Western countries imposed was that normal shipping should be insured by the group of P&I clubs, protection and indemnity clubs, which are kind of mutual insurance companies of oil traders or oil shippers. And 90% of oil in the world is insured by these clubs. Insurance clubs, but not the Shadow Fleet. Shadow Fleet is about 400 to 500 vessels in Russia, another 100 maybe Iran, and some other countries provide old tankers under their flags, Panama and others, Gabon, so that the entire Shadow Fleet is estimated to be close to 1,000 vessels going around the world. Some of them are insured by the Russian National Insurance Company, which you cannot collect. Something happens elsewhere, you cannot collect. And others just have no insurance. So luckily, finally, the European countries now just monitor those and don't allow them to go through the Baltic Sea and through the northern European waters. There is a new agreement. Turkey bans them. They cannot go through the straits from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. It's closed. And it is dangerous. And now we see that in the Black Sea, those two oil tankers broke. And to understand the extent of the damage, it will estimate it to clean up the damage from this one tanker just, which broke, is $1.6 million. And they carried fuel oil. And that fuel oil is worth $1.4 million. So it makes no economic sense even to carry that if there is a danger of this disaster.
My understanding is that if you're an oil tanker, you must carry insurance or you'll be challenged by authorities. What authorities, Michael? Do warships challenge suspect shadow tankers? You can tell it's 50 years old. Do you just go over there and say, give me your papers? And if your papers are not in order?
Yes, they check papers. It's Coast Guards, it's special authorities. And now there is a new agreement between the UK, Denmark, Sweden, Finland to go through the sea and to check those tankers because they're afraid of disasters and cleanup costs.
So the shadow fleet can be contained, 1,000 ships. If Europe wants to do it, the individual navies have the authority to confiscate the shadow fleet, to make it land. What can they do to them?
Well, they usually find them. They give them warnings. They find them. There is no strong enforcement measures. And another thing is, once they are in the open ocean, that's it. You cannot chase them. And so when they go to the Indian Ocean, they go to China. So the only two narrow straits there. One is closed in Turkey, the straits Bosporus and Dardanelles from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. And another over Northern Europe that started to check them there. But once they're in the open ocean, they're free to go.
The price of oil. I learned from the president-elect's transition team that the price of oil is a weapon against Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Michael has taught that lesson for some time. We can turn it now to the expectation of ExxonMobil. Please explain, Michael.
Well, ExxonMobil is the largest United States producer. And if it were a country, it would have been the fourth largest producer in the world after the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. ExxonMobil now increasing production next year and through the next few years from 4.6 million barrels a day to 5.4 million barrels a day. For the comparison, Iraq is 4.2 million barrels a day. Iran is 3.4. United Arab Emirates are 3.2 million barrels a day. So any of them, any OPEC country except Saudi Arabia is smaller in production than ExxonMobil. Or Chevron produces 3.1 million barrels a day, the second largest United States company. So ExxonMobil will produce increase from 4.6 to 5.4 million barrels a day, which is 800,000 barrels a day. For a comparison, the entire Russian remaining pipeline oil supply to Europe to landlocked countries, Slovakia, Hungary, Czechia, a little bit to Austria, a little bit to Italy, is 800,000 a day. So the entire increase of Chevron, not the full production will be 5.4 million barrels a day, but just the increase next year will already cover the amount of pipeline oil which Russia sends. So if you put everything together, ExxonMobil will increase by 800,000. The OPEC will now start increasing by 2.2 million barrels a day starting next April. So it's already 3 million barrels a day. Plus the United States will increase production by other companies. So this is a very, very big increase all over the world in oil. And of course, the price of oil, which is currently $73 per barrel, should go down to low 60s.
And Russia will get how much for a barrel of oil?
There are various estimates. The official Russian estimate is that their oil sells by $12 to $13.5 discount.
Right.
International Energy Agency says the discount is $15 per barrel. So you take any price and just subtract $12, $13, $15. That's the discount. That's how Russian oil will sell. And, of course, it is bad for the Russian budget.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution. Oil is a weapon. Drill, baby, drill is the call. That's an attack call against the Russian aggression.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.